Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Hey, so welcome to the 2018 Garden Goals Challenge from the Organic Gardener Podcast. Today's day three, and today we're going to talk about SMART goals. If you don't know what a SMART goal is, the acronym for SMART stands for Strategic, Measurable, Attainable, Relevant, Time-bound. So for each of your goals, or at least your main goals, you're going to need to create a SMART goal strategy. So today we're going to go to just start with your most important goal. What is the one goal you really want to accomplish and complete in 2018? Like, you would be super bummed if you don't get this goal completed. So let's say your goal is to plant lettuce, a bed of lettuce every week for the first 2 months of spring. Okay, you want to plant a succession of lettuce so you have fresh lettuce all the way through the middle of the summer. You know, after that, it's probably going to bolt. At least that's what happens here. So let's say you're going to plant. And one of the problems I always have is all the lettuce is ready at once. And so planting a week at a time is a really nice thing. So let's say you're going to do it for the first 2 months of the spring. It's measurable because let's say you're going to schedule it out to plant each Saturday morning, perhaps starting in April through the end of May. So there's 2 months. You're going to start the first Saturday in April, and then the next Saturday in April, and then the next Saturday in April, and then the last Saturday in April, and then the first Saturday in May, the second Saturday in May, the third Saturday in May, and the fourth Saturday in May, and then you're done. It's attainable because by April, you should be able to get your lettuce seeds started. You might even be able to start it earlier in March. If you can't, you can always adjust your dates. It's relevant if you like lettuce, because you obviously like lettuce. And it's time-bound because it's going to start in April and it's going to end in May. So it hits all those SMART goal marks. And this might seem like a lengthy process, and you might not feel like you need to do that for everything. And you probably don't need to do that for every single goal. But if you really want to achieve a goal, and you really want to put in a garden this year, or, you know, you really want to do the succession lettuce thing, like, getting those SMART goals figured out is really going to help you be more likely to be successful. Let's say your goal is to put in 2 new deep beds. So that could be another example of a SMART goal. It's strategic because deep beds can add convenience, more space for planting, more organization in your garden. It helps your roots go down deep. It helps you keep that soil together. It's measurable because you've decided you want 2 new beds. If you only put 1 bed in, you know, did you hit your mark? No, because you wanted 2 new beds. If you put in 4, well, you've gone over, but you can measure how many beds did you get built. It's attainable because you can create beds out of recycled materials or purchase some new wood, or, like I said, I saw, and I could try to put that link, to the Rodales thing in the show notes page, but, you know, recycle or creating beds. Like I said, Mike built a bed out of, an old water bed frame that he found in the green boxes, out of an old boat that was leaking. He's built deep beds out of all sorts of things. And some people build deep beds like right on the ground. And like I saw, they used cement bricks or blocks. I mean, there's all sorts of things you can do to make a deep bed. So it's relevant because deep beds help you grow nutritious food. It's time bound because if you give yourself a specific date, like even if you say I'm going to do it this spring, June 20th, the first day of summer. So you got to get it done before then. So if you needed more help with your SMART goals, let me know. You are more than welcome to email me at theorganicgardenerpodcast@gmail.com or Mike at Mike's Green Garden. We'll both answer as soon as possible. You can post in the Organic Gardener Facebook group, which I put a link to in the show notes for this page. You can message me or Mike on Facebook. And don't forget, if you need help getting started with some ideas, just go to freegardencourse.com. The last goal I wanted to talk about that could be a SMART goal would be if you're planning on expanding to be a market farmer this year. So if you are, the number one goal you want to achieve before becoming a market farmer is you need to know what market is available to you. So I would say the SMART goal for that would be to reach out to the market manager. Find out who is the market manager. So it's strategic because if you're going to join a market, you want to know a market, you know, other vendors at the market want you there, because a market is more successful with the more vendors. If you only have one vendor, it's not much of a market, then you might as well just go to their farm. So, but diversity helps, you know, people want choices. I mean, I always say Exxon and Mobil, or Exxon Mobil is the same, but there's always two gas. Exxon and Conoco are right across the street from each other. You know, Coke and Pepsi are in the same cooler together. Like, competition is good. Having somebody else there is proof of concept. So, you know, but reach out to the other farmers at your market. So I would say, you know, a strategic goal for, you know, if you're going to expand into the market, is find out what your market is. What's missing at your market? You know, David Wolverton, I'll never forget, he said when he was going to go back to the market, he asked the market manager and she said, we need tomatoes and do something about the price. You know, so she gave him a specific challenge. So it's measurable. Let's say you're going to reach out to the market manager and two other farmers at the market before, find out what date the market starts, and say 2 months before it starts, you're going to have that deadline. It's attainable because you can either make those phone calls or you're not going to make those phone calls. It's relevant. Because if you're going to try to become a market farmer, knowing what's needed in your market, like Sarah Hardy talked about, they needed asparagus at her market. They told her if she could grow asparagus, she would sell every stick of asparagus that she could produce. So, you know, knowing what's needed, you can't just generally say, I want to sell eggplants and I love eggplants, so I'm going to take eggplants to my farmer's market. You really want to do some research. Or maybe you want to talk to chefs. You're going to pick a list of how many restaurants you're going to talk to. Or maybe you want to do a CSA and you're going to, you know, advertise on your block for a CSA or at your health food store. Like, you know, make a strategic, measurable, attainable, relevant, time-bound, and give yourself a deadline. So that's my SMART goal, day three. So a little bit more of a challenge maybe today, but pick your number one goal for 2018, at least. You might do three SMART goals, but, you know, I would at least do one SMART goal. What's going to be, you know, strategic? Why are you doing it? Measurable? What can you measure to make sure you got it done? How is it attainable? Is it relevant? And is it time bound? So thanks again for listening and hope you have a great day. Hey, Green Future Growers, don't forget to get your copy of the 2018 Organic Gardener Podcast Garden Journal and Data Keeper, available now at Amazon.com for $16.95. It's a place to keep track of your organic gardening journey, where you can record temperature, weather, recipes, produce that you grew, produce that you bought, and just all your successes and failures and challenges and dreams for the future, all your garden goals. Keep them track of them in one place, 225 pages that will go through each week of the year for the 2018 year. And just there's blank pages in there where you can sketch or write or do anything that will help you record your journey. So don't forget to get a copy of the 2018 Garden Journal and Data Keeper. Available at Amazon. You can go to the organicgardenerpodcast.com/2018 for the link. If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener Podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.